James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." So, Fred, even in the midst of trials, we as the redeemed children of God can still have joy. A great reminder today from James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Friend, good to see you. It's Thursday, this January 21st, 2021. I'll tell you what, I'll just say it out loud. It seems unfathomable that it's already January 21st, 2021. You know, I've been saying this, you know, seems like the last 10 months have been just a blur. It just been a blur, and it's already towards the end of the month of January, getting ready to turn the corner here for February. Woo, hold on. Hey, good to hang out with you. I pray you're having a blessed week. I've been really enjoying the sunshine that we've had the last couple of days. Remember that there was like a whole week there of like no sunshine. Boy, that really affects a person. It really does. So I've been appreciating the sunshine just a little bit more, honestly. But I don't need sunshine to have joy, but it certainly helps. I'll just say that. But anyways, hey, for Mark and friends today, you're going to be in for a treat. You know, the news stories have been kind of discouraging. I know many folks have decided just to kind of turn down the news and get into the Word and find their strength and encouragement from there. And so I thought today for Mark and friends, we would play songs of encouragement. You know, I'll tell you what, music has a way of really ministering to our heart, the inner man, the heart of a person. You know, when we come and gather on Sundays, we worship the Lord. We give him the praise, the honor that is due to him. But there's something that happens to us in the process, right? It prepares our hearts as well. I find my heart being prepared for the message on Sunday after having just a time of praise and worship. And so I thought today for Mark and friends here on this Thursday, we would play songs of encouragement, little reminders today of who God is and how great he really is, no matter what happens. You know, if you study in the Bible, Joseph, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and countless others, you will soon realize that even in the midst of their troubles, God was still with them. Here's Selah this morning. Jesus will still be there.
Things change, plans fail. You look for love on a grander scale. Storms rise, and hopes fade. And you place your bets on another day. When the going gets tough, when the ride's too rough, when you're just not sure enough, Jesus will still be there. His love will never change, sure as a steady rain, Jesus will still be there. Jesus will still be there. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
That's right, dear friend. If you are his child, you have the very presence of God with you today. Jesus will still be there. You're listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday, playing songs of encouragement today. And I'll tell you what, you know, God has blessed me significantly. He has put me in places that only he can put me, and put me in positions, and you know, I may be a ministry leader, a pastor. I may have a couple of letters after my name. But at the end of the day, I still need Jesus. I am still a broken vessel. I still desperately need the grace and the mercy of God in my life. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness."
I've been hard on myself lately. Every morning I feel the weight. When it's hard to just get out of bed, tell my heart, 'cause sometimes I forget that your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today. Oh, I could rest on your shoulders. There is grace to start over. Your mercies are new today. Oh, your mercies are new today. Help me rise like the morning sun. Help me see that your work's not done. Oh Lord, when I'm less than what I want to be, Lord, I need you to keep reminding me. Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today. Oh, I can rest on your shoulders. There is grace to start over. Your mercies are new today. Oh, I kept thinking you were angry, but you were fighting just to hold me and pick me up every time I fell. If your love is here to lift me, and your blood said you forgive me, show me how I can forgive myself. 'Cause your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new again and again. Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today. Oh yeah. I can rest on your shoulders. There is grace to stand.
our shoulders. There is grace to start over. Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today.
That's right. His mercies are new today. They are new every day. You're listening to Mark and Friends playing songs of encouragement today. Thought we would just kind of change it up just a tad this week and just remind you of some great truths today through song. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words."
Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. I see prophecies fulfilling, oh, and signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear my Father.
again. I love this part here. I've been those that when I
Charles Billingsley and Be Thou My Vision, playing songs of encouragement today for Mark and friends. I hope these last 20 some minutes have been a blessing and an encouragement to you. That's really been my heart this entire morning. And as we put a wrap on today's program, let's have Don Moen lead us out with a great reminder. God is good all the time.
God is good all the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. The darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He
is. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
We were sinners, and so on.